This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I decided if I should tell you something and shock the crap out of it. Oh, is this on?
Do I? Yeah. Oh. You can't decide if you should tell me something or.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's finish this. All right. You should either what now?
I didn't know if I should tell you something and shock the crap out of you or just leave it to me. Just keep it inside. I can't decide.
Is it disparaging to me?
Nope.
Is it embarrassing to me?
It's embarrassing to me.
Oh.
Then I say talk about it.
Yeah. I want to know about it right now.
I say let's go with it. All right, Carson.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's go. We're in.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, I'm going golfing Friday with Okie Dokie.
What?
What?
Say it slowly. Say it slowly. Oh, okay? Because I...
Spadil is on the ground.
I don't even know what's
Spadil
going on.
Spadil is on the ground.
Spadil? Oh, hang on. Spadil.
Why?
What are you doing, Jim?
Yeah.
What are
just
you doing?
Just going golfing. Just going golfing.
Yeah, just golfing.
We're just going to cycle.
We're just going golfing. We're going golfing.
Have things gotten that bad? I would have thought that if things have gotten that bad, that I would have seen signs.
Desperate measures. Yeah,
I've even seen these signs.
No.
This is completely
there's no
a
signs.
Shock to
me. I just wanted to go golfing. He belongs to a club.
Okie dokie is an old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Old boyfriend that, well,
he's a shyster.
Well, he loves Jamie's credit score.
Yeah.
Okay. He likes her credit
score. He likes her wallet.
Yeah. This is not why I brought it up.
It was a terrible split up.
It was so horrible.
It was a nasty little spat.
It was horrible. But now, I haven't talked to him in like 7 years.
I don't have anything against the guy because I don't, you know, he's done nothing to me.
Yeah.
He's always been nice to me. There is $100 I could get from him, but I joined this fantasy football league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I won.
Yeah. Yep.
Supposed to get paid.
Yeah. Anyway.
Got nothing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm just golfing on Friday. Well, I just thought I was going to tell you, I meant that this was going to go off there, and then I was, never mind.
Okay. Okie dokie. Wow.
I'm just going golfing. We're just going golfing.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in like seven years.
He was bad for your mental stability.
Yeah.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But anyway, just golf is fine. Yay.
Oh,
anyway, I was going to ask if you wanted to go.
No, I'm good.
We get a foursome.
Yeah. I wonder who's paying.
Actually, it's his club. He belongs to it.
Really?
Yeah.
He belongs to a club?
Uh-huh. Because I've gone with him before to this place.
No kidding.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
How'd he swing that?
Who's paying for it? He's paying for his membership.
This is not how this was supposed
to
go.
He's riding her coattail.
Oh my God. Anyway, so you sure? Do you want to golf?
No, I don't want to.
PXGs, man.
Well, it's going to rain.
I get to use my PXGs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
It's going to rain.
When?
You're going to get rained out.
On Friday?
Friday.
Oh.
Supposed to rain Friday afternoon into Saturday into Sunday.
Is that Jesus crying?
Not only that. In Castle Rock, they're expecting snow.
Oh, well, I'm not golfing there, so that's good.
I'm just saying Castle Rock. But rain for the metro area.
I'm golfing at Inverness.
Yeah. Well, that's, right down the street. Right?
Yeah. Well, sure is.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Right after the show, you want to go?
No, okay, I've got things going on, man. I'm busy. I got to follow this Menendez trial. I got so much going on.
I'm just saying, okay. All right.
By the way, speaking of the snow, weather, and all that, the next 3 nights is just full in the skies. You've got a super moon. that occurs starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've got a comet that's out there that's going crazy.
I thought we already saw that comet.
No, the comet's still there.
It is.
It's supposed to stay there for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
2 weeks.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Every night the comet's out there. So you've got a comet, and then you've got the Northern Lights are back Friday.
That is crazy. Astronomy. Nuts.
It's more fascinating than Okie doke. I'll tell you that right now.
Man. Right. You now. Used to do the weather, now you do astronomy.
I think that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Some of the pictures are pretty impressive.
Yeah, actually, that comet is pretty cool.
And the comet.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen one.
I didn't get to see that one either.
Me either. Missed it. Well, but it's supposed to cloud up, so we may not get any of this.
Well,
crap. I can't believe
it. Oh,
you.
My God.
You know what?
I knew I threw you off.
I knew
he's just so irritated.
I think everyone's so hot about this.
You could ever
he's
make.
So mad. I know. Well, I just threw him off.
Didn't decision. You? I agree with you.
Listen, what? People change. People change.
Yeah, but did you hang out with him 2 weeks ago?
You know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Carson didn't live through it.
Right.
You weren't here.
Right.
You weren't here when the Okie doke
phase. But I've heard the stories and just the stories alone.
Hang on. Spadil and I lived through it.
Okay.
You
yep.
have no idea. Mm. You have no idea what a basket case he turns her into.
Wow.
And then we have to deal with it, right, Spadil?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Oh, my God. There's no relationship. I'm not going back into a relationship.
Extra meetings with the boss again. Spadil and I would get dragged in. What the hell's going on with her? I don't know.
I'm not going into a relationship. I'm just going in as a friendship.
It's the start.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just going to be a friendship. It's cool.
What'd you do 2 weeks ago?
We went golfing. And he came out to the cabin. And nothing happened. So there. Mm.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it anymore.
On the Bible. I'm putting my hand on the Bible. I'm putting my hand
do
on
I
the
look
Bible.
Like I just fell off the back of a turnip truck.
On my son's life. On my son's life. Now, you know I wouldn't do that. There. So now do you believe me? On my son's life. Ha ha.
Can't argue with that.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. Traitor.
BJ and Jamie.
You doing okay, Carson? How about you, Spadil? You doing okay?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. Jamie.
I was like, yeah, I think I'm doing okay.
I'm like, what is going on? Wow, the way you just looked at me too, man.
I am not talking to you.
That was a dagger stare right there.
Did you see that?
I'm serious.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
Listen.
Oh, if you didn't catch it, a few minutes ago, Jamie informed me that Okie dokie, the old boyfriend, Chester Pay, is back. He is back in the picture.
I did not bring it up.
Back in the picture, man.
Just as
going to play golf on Friday. Oh, he's been out to the cabin.
But nothing has happened. Not one thing has happened. So, you know
doesn't
what?
Matter.
It does matter because I'm not getting back in a relationship with him. We're just friends. So there. Someone to golf with. Yay.
It's a bad start. Yeah. You pick up golfing with an old boyfriend and you do it in October. That makes a lot of freaking sense. Somebody to golf with.
Right
October.
Before golfing season.
We're headed into winter. Good snow this weekend. Oh, we're going to golf. Yeah, we're going to golf. Like, I just fell off the back of a freaking truck.
What?
Almost at the airport.
Wow, you did almost cuss. Come on.
Look at Texnado, Jamie.
I'm ignoring it.
Look at Texnado.
I'm ignoring it.
They're all saying,
I know.
Don't do
that
it.
That was a lot of O's, by the way. I saw that one.
Yes.
Yeah, it was two pages
and
of O's.
It's not just one. It's hundreds here.
But listen.
Saying, Jamie, that's a bad move.
Do you believe?
And I'm looking out for your best interest.
Do you believe people can change?
No.
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 Really?
Uh-huh. Well.
Really?
No, I disagree with that. I think people can change. I do.
I do too.
I've changed.
See?
I've changed.
See,
I was a horrible person at one time.
See?
Yeah.
Look at him. Now he's a poster child for Jesus.
Yeah. I was doing, you know, drugs, drinking, and not very faithful, you know, years ago. But, but I've changed.
Yeah, he's sober. And yeah.
You can do it.
Obviously.
You can do it.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think he has.
Yeah. Certain people can, but certain
I'd
people
like
can't.
Put a footnote on that if I could.
I think people can change.
I think good people like myself. I mean, a guy like me is inherently down deep a good person with bad decisions. He's not. He's not.
Listen, no. I think that when somebody comes to you, apologizes, feels bad for their actions, and says, you know what? That was really messed up. And then I think you accept their apology.
In Hungary, need shoes or things like
God.
That. Can I borrow that card again?
No.
All right, I'll let it go.
Everything's different.
I'll let it go.
Everything's
we'll see
different.
How it goes.
Okay. All right. We're just friends.
Let it go and see how it goes.
Just friends.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
Got it?
Okie dokie. Got it. I got it.
Man.
All right. There's a story this morning out of Florida. You know that guy, or well, we didn't know at the time, but the whomever chained up that dog to that fence.
Oh, yeah.
The hurricane?
Did they find him?
Got him.
Good.
Yeah, they're charging.
What a horrible person.
I wouldn't want to be him.
Me either. People hate him.
They're going to throw the friggin' book at him. Yeah. When the governor of the state comes out and does a press conference. Hey, Spindell, can you see if you can find that?
Specifically about that guy?
Yeah. And that guy is the center of the press conference that you tied a dog up with a hurricane on the way, and this dog's going to drown. Now, look, I'm a dog lover, and I get it. If you're fleeing an area and you've got to turn an animal loose, like a horse, for example, where they write their names on it and stuff, and you're on your own because I got nowhere to put you. I get it when you got to flee and save your family.
You can't put the horse in the trunk? Stop looking at me like that.
I'm not happy with
I
you.
I know. Nothing I say is funny now.
No, it's not funny at all. You can't put a horse in a trunk. No. But when the governor of the state comes out and has a press conference, and it's about you and your dog.
Yeah, you're
this
toast.
Is not good.
As they should.
This guy could get life. Well, I don't think he should get life.
Yeah.
But there, he's
going to
be
punished.
He's going to be punished excessively.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
He is.
And I bet whoever he is, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to, he's going to have death threats.
Oh, without a doubt.
They put his picture out yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because he's got old mugshots.
I got the governor.
Okay, all right, here we go. This is the governor of Florida.
That we saw happen was we had somebody decide as Hurricane Milton approached that it would somehow be a good thing to take his dog and chain it to a post on the interstate. Well, we had a Florida Highway Patrol with us here today that saw that dog in distress. Dog was very rattled from that experience. Rescued the dog. The dog's now in Tallahassee. It will be adopted, renamed Trooper. But we said at the time, you don't just tie up a dog and have them out there for a storm.
Boom, this guy's going to get the electric chair.
Well, what I don't understand is like why he didn't put him higher up, like on a balcony or something, you know? Or I mean, if you really can't take this dog, you could put him somewhere or ask somebody, like, because he kind of hit him. He was off the beaten path.
Yeah, he was.
Can you imagine that Governor Polis walks out one day with those sparkly shoes of his and does a press conference, talks about how Jamie let Bobo go, how Jamie had a dog named Bobo, but no, she couldn't put up with it, so she gave it to a friend.
Yeah, who's a vet tech and loved it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, can you imagine?
But that's not abuse.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that a governor comes out and addresses you and your dog? This guy, obviously with abuse, this guy, he could go away for 20 years on this.
I mean, yeah, for sure. And that is, wow. Well, it sounds like he's a bad guy anyway, because if he has a bunch of mug shots.
Exactly. He's got a record.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Not a
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great guy.
BJ and Jamie.
I got an idea.
What?
Of something.
Hold on. I just watched Jimmy Carter vote. That's
Who'd
awesome.
Who did he vote for?
He votes Democrat, obviously.
I didn't know.
But they just wheeled him right up there in his bed and he voted.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Get out of here.
That is crazy.
Well, every vote counts.
It does. And he's the president.
He doesn't even know he voted. I'm he just, doesn't know he even voted. Have you seen the picture this
symbolic.
Morning? Spadell, have you seen the picture?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
He doesn't. I mean, the guy, I mean, literally, he is laid back in his wheelchair. Yeah. And look, the guy's in bad shape. What, he's 100 years old?
Yeah.
I get it. But he voted?
He also watched an air show a couple weeks ago.
He what? Oh, yeah, he watched that air show from under a tree.
Yeah.
That you're so mad about.
He looks like he's really happy to vote.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. Looks like he's having
forget
a good time.
It. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it.
Everyone's got their opinion.
Jamie.
Yes. What? Hi.
Here, I got to show you something here.
Your wiener?
Tell me. No, stop it.
Yeah, it's still small.
I want to bring something up, but I want your approval before I do that, okay?
Okay. All right.
Hang
oh,
on
no.
one
oh,
second.
No.
I got to write down a note, guys.
Okay.
Because I didn't cover this with Jamie before we went back on the air. So let me hang on.
God.
All right, there we go. Can we? Should we? Yes.
Oh. Oh. Ooh, no. No. Not
Why?
Yet. Not yet. Let's just, no.
Another day or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's too much going on today.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. All right. Spadell.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard from Liz?
I have, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Hold on, let me pull that.
Whoa! Hang on a second. Uh-huh. Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Recap, please.
Liz is a person who is infatuated, or
was.
We thought that.
Yeah. Allegedly.
With Spadell. She came to Bar Bingo. She got all liquored up, I will tell you.
Oh,
that.
My God.
I mean, go. And she put a big old kiss on Spadell right in front of everybody there at Bar Bingo.
Yeah.
They swapped numbers, but then for a while there, we don't know. She was kind of missing in action, but she works a lot.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's hard work.
But they did set up a date, and they went to a hockey game this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now, Spadell felt like that she really wasn't that into him, although he's into her. He is infatuated with her.
I don't know. Don't make him sound pathetic.
He likes her. He likes her.
Pathetic's
a
good word.
Stop doing this to people.
It's a good word to use.
He likes her. That's it.
Yeah, she's cool.
There.
Yeah.
Since the date, she's kind of blown him off. Okay? Blown him off, okay?
Yes, we understand.
Yeah, I felt like I said that wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so he's kind of in the dumps about it. He really
is.
Yeah,
a little bit. Just because I felt stupid that
then,
like she wanted to like, she was like, I'm super into you, and then it just didn't seem like
right,
it.
Feel just like dropped the ball or something.
Yeah.
We talked about it here on the air, about the after, you know, the date and everything. Then we get this text with a picture. And it's a girl named Ashley. She says she's been, can I use infatuated?
Yeah, sure.
She's been infatuated with Spadell for a long time. She was actually hoping and praying this Liz thing doesn't work out.
Right.
She's been listening on the air. So she sends a picture and she is gorgeous.
Right.
I mean, just a stunner. And so we said, hey, Spadell, you need to, right here. I mean, come on.
Well, we said, take her to the...
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, Alice. I always want to call it Not So Silent Night. I don't know why. Anyway, Alice in Winterland, we wanted you to take her there. But he said, no, I've already asked Liz, so that wouldn't be nice to do that to Liz. But we're like, yeah, but you haven't talked to Liz. So take Ashley to Alice in Winterland.
Drop Liz like a hot potato.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're up to date.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue this morning, and this is what gets me, Spadell. You haven't said a word about
Seriously.
It.
Seriously.
I almost wasn't going to tell you guys let me just read the text.
Okay.
So she said, I've been listening to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I got lit up, lol. I deserved it, though. I had a great time with you at the game. I really did want to hang out with you and get to know you. I still do. I did want to kiss you the night of Bar Bingo. It was super hot. I had genuine intentions with everything, and I hope you know I think you are super cool. I will say I don't think I'm ready to date right now. I like hanging out, but just as friends. I have things going on personally, so I'm a little distracted with life.
Boy, that is some mixed messages.
Yeah,
that goes because at first I'm like, there's hope. Here we go. Like,
What I heard in that is, and I really want to go to Alice in Winterland.
Yeah,
yeah.
So bring me as friends. I will go with you as a friend.
Yeah.
String it along.
Uh huh.
Yep.
because Alice in Wonderland isn't until December.
Yeah.
So if I can get through the next couple of weeks into November, then there's a good chance that we can be friends. I go to Alice in Wonderland, and I drop you right before Christmas, okay?
So I don't have to get you a gift.
I don't want to be pessimistic about it, but kind of the way it reads.
All right, now, wait. I want to ask people, 51059, how do we feel about this? It also sounds genuine, though. Like, if I could take the Alice in Wonderland out of it, it sounds like a genuine, like, hey, you know what? You're really kind of not my type, but like, because me, I can have guy friends. I think she wants to like hang out with him and be a friend.
And she said something about what's going on in her personal life. We don't know what's going on in her personal life either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right. So usually personal life means she's got a boyfriend.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it does. No, it could mean she has a kidney infection.
It's not I don't think that you know, I'm running low and the check's going to bounce.
Wait, you both talked the same time. What?
All right, Spadell, let me ask you.
Okay.
How do you feel about that message?
I don't really know. I've just been trying to think about, like, what should I say something back? Do I want to keep just being friends? Should I be like, hey?
Well, do you? You know,
was it fun enough to be her friend?
I did have a lot of fun. Yeah, so.
I'm okay with people being friends. No. I'm the poster child.
Can you be her friend at this point besides wanting to, you know, knock boot?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we've done is just actually like hang out and have fun at the hockey game.
Yeah, but that wasn't your intention.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
man.
The thing.
Like, you got to be honest. You're not even being honest with me.
So sometimes when you get in the friend zone, it's harder to be with somebody that you have feelings for. Do you have feelings for?
I don't think that I got to know her well enough to like have developed feelings like that.
All right.
Yeah. So that sounds safe to me.
Uh-huh.
What? Why are you staring at me like that? Like, why are you discounting everything I'm saying?
As long as it's not going to be awkward when she's hanging out with him.
Yes.
I wish everybody on this show knew love the way I know love. Okay? You guys.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to handle love in your life. Okay?
All right. Can I read some of these?
Yeah.
All right. Dropper. Oof. Sorry, Dylan. Those video games don't get you any success in life, man. Wow! Okay. Why did this go after him?
That was uncalled for.
How does that even make sense?
If Ashley knows about Liz, it's going to hurt that relationship. You should say, okay, being friends is cool, but I'm going to take that other chick to Winter Wonderland and see what she says. Wow. let's hear. Move on. She's useless and she irritates me. You don't even know her.
Yeah, these people just...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Spadell. She totally just wants to be your friend. Team Ashley, drop Liz. Drop Liz, Team Ashley. A lot of Team Ashleys. Lots of Team Ashleys.
Lots.
She friend zoned him and she didn't want him. Sounds like Liz is getting a divorce.
Does.
Move
That's
on,
why
bro.
I said boyfriend. Oh. I'm telling you, there's something going on there. When she says to you that it's something personal, that means another dude. That's what it means.
Somebody says, I have a real question. It feels like Ashley is a radio ploy to make Liz jealous.
What? Get out of here.
We'd never do something like that.
Can we just stick to the topic?
Exactly.
You know, this is about love. Yep. This is about Spadell's life.
I mean, that would be pathetic.
All right, what else? What else do you got here?
Let's see. No spark is always no spark. Mm. She's never going to get a new spark. Wow. All right. Let's see here. Give Ashley a fair chance. I like Ashley the best. Please take Ashley to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I agree. She's a looker. Yeah. All right, Spadell.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I see now, and this tells me a lot.
Somebody
said,
I thought that too. Please tell us that Ashley isn't just made up.
No, it's not. No.
So we went.
No. Yeah. Why would we do that?
Come on, man.
When you listen, hear, come on, man. You know that.
That's serious crap. Right there. Yeah, no key dokies made up, too.
Oh, my God.
Spadell.
Wow.
You know what tells me a lot about this text that you got from her?
What?
You didn't say a word to us. it took us to drag this out of you this morning. That tells me that you took this really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because normally, dude, you can get any kind of little compliment that isn't even meant to be a compliment to you, and you're in here bragging your butt off
The second it happens.
Yeah. Listen, am I wrong?
Did you guys see this?
I'm not wrong.
Did you guys see that? Somebody saw me at Bar Bingo and thought I was hot. Did you guys see it? Did you?
I can't tell you how many texts we get, and then Shmadil will get one, and it's... Boom! Did you guys see this?
Did you guys see it?
It's right here!
Yeah. Yeah. And then here we are. We've talked about Liz for 2 weeks. Yeah. Solid, man. And you get a text last night and you haven't said one damn word to us.
It should have been the first thing out of your mouth this morning.
I feel stupid.
Don't feel stupid.
No.
Why?
No, there's no reason to feel stupid, bud.
I mean, all of us go out with somebody and it just doesn't click.
Okie dokie, for example.
Oh my God.
Take a look at this.
What are you
Look at this person sitting right here with those baggy pants. Look at her.
What are you doing?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.